This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Wednesday, a magnificent Wednesday, one of the brighter moments of my political life. What a night we have had. We are going to celebrate it. I'm going to be celebrating it with you. You're going to be celebrating it with me. Here's what's on tap for tonight. First, yes, we're going to talk about last night, what it was. We're going to discuss the chances Democrats will make real reforms after all this. There are some Democrats we have to throw in prison. Others, believe it or not, I have an extreme amount of mercy for today. I'll explain in a little while. There's dissension with the Biden-Harris camp. The View ladies are nuts. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. In fact, I want to read an email. We're going to do a couple of these tonight because you sent me so many, and I'm right there with you. I got this one, and it hit me. Dear Jesse, I went to bed at 3 a.m. after watching Trump's speech, grateful for his resounding victory. When I woke up and saw a video of his supporters singing hymns, I started to cry. Not because I'm a crazy person who worships politics. I cried because my faith had been restored. Watching so many around me completely cave to COVID tyranny 4 years ago had caused me to lose all faith in my fellow countrymen. But today is a new day. And since God helps those who help themselves, I've been inspired to become more involved in my community. My husband spent Election Day as a poll worker for the first time, and I will be attending local government and school board meetings to see where the work needs to be done. I live in a beautiful, solid red area in a blue state, and I intend to keep it that way. May God continue to bless America, the greatest country on earth. She says, I can say her name. Her name is Kristen. What happened last night? Well, a lot of things happened, and we'll talk about it for 3 hours, but is all saved now? No, of course not. But you should be smiling so bright today, and you should be feeling so good today. Not because all is saved, but because all is not lost. Here's what happened last night. Not just the Trump victory, it was way more than that. Down the ballot, Senate, House, local, state, Ohio. You realize the state of Ohio, the Republicans won every statewide election? No Democrat won a statewide election in Ohio. It was not only a tremendous victory for Republicans, a complete repudiation of Democrats. It was a complete rejection of everything these people have done for the last 4 years. Here's what happened last night. We had a meeting with the doctor. We're sick. No denying that. We're sick. This meeting with the doctor, he called us in, and we were going to find out whether or not it was terminal. That was the meeting we had last night. Because if that brain dead commie and all these lies can prevail, then let's be honest, it's like I told you beforehand, we're not going to be able to save the place. And last night we walked into that doctor's office with our friends, family, neighbors, and we sat down. And the doctor didn't tell us you're not sick anymore. That's not what I'm telling you now. We have so much work to do. But the doctor looked us right in the eye and said, it's not terminal. You're not dying. It was an incredible night for so many
different reasons. And for everybody, like Kristen, who just wrote that email, and her husband, who did anything. Remember, there's nothing small. I don't care if you drove a friend to the polls. I don't care if you were a poll watcher, ran, contributed money, time, whatever you did. For everybody who did something, it belongs to you. I have all these emails today of people thanking me. Don't you dare thank me. You're the one who did the work. Yes, I got involved in my community as well, and I've tried to encourage you to do so. You don't owe me any thanks at all. You did this. You put in the work. You got off the couch, and we got involved in significant ways. The number of people who were on the ground, I've never seen anything like that in the history of Republican politics ever. And it went well beyond the presidency. Up and down the ballot, the doors, the get out the vote, the ballot chasing. Normal people just like you who stopped looking around. Someone should do something, and started looking in the mirror and said, I should do something. This belongs not just to Donald Trump, not just to the senators who won and the House members who won, not just to the Republican Party. You did this. Every single person who got involved. And if you happen to be sitting there right now and saying to yourself, I didn't do anything, fine, get involved now. We all start somewhere. We all start somehow. And I promise you, there are 1,000 battles we still have to fight. But we had an incredible night because of you, because you put in the work. And man, I hope you are taking the day, the entire day today, and celebrating. Have you texted a friend? Have you called your dad? Have you talked to anybody about it and celebrated with them? You should. And go to Red Lobster and get some Cheddar Bay biscuits and celebrate a complete rejection of the evil communist filth that had been taking over this country rapidly. We had a good night. Me, as soon as I got off the air here, you know that I moved over and I did TV for an hour and a half. And then as soon as I got off the air there, it's not that I didn't want to do it. I was excited to do all that, but I was probably more excited to get home because it was me, wife, and four friends. We all gathered on his back porch and we sat and ate junk food. He had these wonderful jalapeno cheese puffs and we ate these Chris? He got them at Costco. He said they were on sale for sure. We had these wonderful jalapeno cheese puffs and we sat and hate watched CNN and MSNBC all night long. And it was just an entire night of drinking in this kind of insanity.
And now I can't help but think that if this election seems to be, if it proves out that the millions of people who are watching Fox News, if that ends up being the case, then I can't help but wonder if the American people have given up on democracy simply because of what he's told us, what he wants to do, simply because of what the Supreme Court decided in terms of immunity. I mean, he has said he wants to go after his political enemies.
Oh, we'll get to that portion, and yes, he should. In fact, he must if we are to be saved. But that is a conversation we can have in a few minutes. Feel good today and share it with somebody. We don't have many great days politically, do we? If you are an anti-communist, if you are someone who wants to preserve Western civilization, how many days do we get to sit here and share good news? There's not a bunch because there are evil forces about and they're doing evil things and they're attacking everything we care about. And we have to come on here and we have to talk about it all the time. He did this and Biden did this and they did that and they did this. Not today. Today we celebrate. Now, it is, if I'm being frank, a little bittersweet because we also have to say goodbye. We have to say goodbye to all these dome sound bites on the soundboard.
I love you back.
I'm going to miss it. It's not going to be applicable now. Her political career is over. What about the laugh? We need to hear Dome's laugh now and forevermore.
Yes, we do, Chris. Yes, we do. No, I'm not stopping it, Chris. This might be the last time we need it. I'm going to miss her. So why did they lose? Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about something freaking wonderful. Caring for widows and orphans, as we are commanded to do. We have to take care of widows and orphans. Sadly, they are always with us, and we have to take care of them. Tunnel to Towers takes care of the fallen first responder families. That cop who gets ambushed. What's his wife do? What about his kids? Tunnel to Towers steps in and pays off their home. Gold Star families, homeless veterans. You want to feel good about spending $11? Tunnel to Towers asks for 11 bucks a month. You sign up to give it automatically. You never know it's gone, but you will do so much good for other people with it. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a post-election night with the biggest smile you've ever seen on my face. The same smile you're wearing on yours right now. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's analyze what happened last night. Not from our point of view. Not how did we win. Because we know how we won. We put in the work, developed a ground game. The Republicans, to their credit, as much as it has always pained me to say so, the RNC, Laura Trump has to own a lot of that. Michael Whatley has to own a lot of that. I was critical. I didn't think those picks were going to be good picks. They were outstanding, making sure anything dirty that was attempted last night was stopped. Because if you don't stop it right away, you'll never stop it. One thing we have definitely learned, you can't rehash an election after the fact. If you don't stop it while it's happening, you're finished. The RNC spent time, spent money, recruited volunteers. They put in, they got the work done. So anytime something dirty happened, Milwaukee, Philly, wherever it was, they were all over it. Credit to them. Credit to Donald Trump for building, and this is actually going to go to what we're going to talk about when it comes to the commies and where they have gone wrong. Credit to Donald Trump, all the credit in the world for building a coalition. I know it's been said over and over again, but sit and digest. Donald Trump on stage with Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a two-time Obama voter. Donald Trump on stage with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I know this goes without saying. You know who he is. You know his background, but when I saw him speak in Arizona a couple weeks ago when I went to that Trump-Tucker thing, he spoke for a while. RFK got up, did 10, 15 minutes. I don't remember what it was. And RFK went over his lineage. And I know you know it, JFK and Bobby Kennedy and Ted Kennedy, but he went down the list of the Democrats. His family, they've been Democrats. I think he said it was in the 1800s, 1850s or something like that, his family landed. And Democrats immediately cared for them. And the entire Kennedy family have been the Democrats forever. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. not only stands on stage with Donald Trump, he's going to be part of his administration. Tulsi Gabbard, the coalition Donald Trump and the Republicans built was really, really impressive. Union workers, blue collar types, 23-25% of black men, Latinos coming out, about half and half, an amazing coalition. So we know what we did right. Let's talk about them. What happened to them? Because there's a bunch of that today. What happened to them? Well, I told you I used to love the New York Giants, right? I don't watch professional sports really anymore. I watch some baseball. Actually, I take that back. But NFL, I've walked away all that kneeling for the flag crap. But New York Giants. Now, if you don't know anything about football, don't worry. It's not going to matter for this. But the New York Giants at one point, towards the back end of me watching them, they had a quarterback. Eli Manning was his name. And they had this incredible wide receiver. Odell Beckham was his name. And Odell Beckham was by far
the best player on the team. He was. He was the best player on the team. He was his stud wide receiver. He was amazing. He was awesome. But it ended up his presence on the team killed the team. Why? Because Eli Manning got so in love with Odell Beckham Jr. I have this amazing weapon. Look at this guy. He's so fast. He's so great. He catches everything. That he would throw him the ball every time he dropped back to pass. Didn't matter. Double, triple coverage. He's gunning it to Odell Beckham. He starts throwing interceptions. Other receivers get angry. Check out. The running back never gets the ball. The offensive line's angry about disastrous season after disastrous season after disastrous season because Eli Manning and the New York Giants became obsessed with their prized horse, and that obsession turned into complete alienation of the rest of the team and destroyed the team. Team sucked. So what happened with Democrats? What has happened with Democrats? What happened to the coalitions? What happened? Because they were all together. Obama held them together for 8 years. Joe Biden, if you set aside all the cheating, at least held them together somewhat. What happened to the Democrat coalitions? Well, what have we said over and over again? If you listen to the show, you're going to have to deal with my voice. I talked for like 5 straight hours last night. My voice is trash. I know. Whatever. I don't always sound like this, but what... what happened? What's the beating heart of the Democrat Party? We talk about it all the time. What is it? Well, crazy single women. It is. Crazy single women. And I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm just naturally rude. I don't have to try for that. But if you look at the polling, if you look at who contributes, who works on these campaigns, single women, most of them who have been diagnosed, 58% of them have been diagnosed with some form of mental illness. Single women are the beating heart of the Democrat Party. You look at these these rallies. You know, they had a big abortion rally, a big pro-abortion rally Friday or Saturday in Washington, D.C. I don't remember what day it was. It was just a legion of crazy single women. Celebrate abortion, abortion, crazy women. But Democrats started to make a mistake. They started to fall in love with the main force behind their party. Just like Odell Beckham, it's so tempting to do it. They're so reliable. They'll believe anything. They have no lives anyway. Why not just continue to ride them and use them and use these mentally ill women, and we will ride them all the way to the promised land. We'll just keep chucking Odell Beckham the ball, and surely we'll win the Super Bowl. He's so good. But here's the problem with that. They obsessed over mentally ill communist women for so long that these mentally ill communist women slowly but surely started taking over the party. They started running things. They started calling the plays in the huddle. And soon, they were leading the party. I'm not talking about just as candidates. I'm talking about the main drivers behind the candidates. They started leading the party. They started advising these campaigns. They started being all the press secretaries. And what you see, and I have a list of examples I'm going to play for you in a moment. What you see now, if you really listen, is that's how all Democrats speak. Whether they're in the media, whether they're in politics, they all speak like the angry, nasty, mentally ill, insane liberal Aunt Peggy in your life. She's more than just liberal Aunt Peggy. She runs the Democrat Party. And the problem with that is everybody hates liberal Aunt Peggy. And liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't know how to speak to a man or a happy, contented woman. So she talks down to her. And she uses absurd arguments. I'll tell you what I mean in a moment. Before I do that, let me talk to you about Pure Talk. In fact, we actually do have working phones tonight. And you get a bonus. You call in on your Pure Talk phone. You can have the soundboard option of your choosing. That's your reward for switching to a patriotic cell phone company instead of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You not only save a ton of money, you support a veteran-led company, but you get, you can have the fart sound if you want. Switch. It takes 10 minutes. You can switch during the break. You'll be done by the time I get back. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. Tonight, it's the night. We all got that patriotic spirit anyway. Switch to Pure Talk, all right? All right, I'll play you the sound bites, and I will take some calls tonight. We're all celebrating. 877-377-4373. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Wednesday. So let me play a couple things for you to break down kind of what I was just talking about what happened to the Democrat coalition. In case you're just now joining us, the Democrat coalition came apart last night. This moment was maybe the most revealing moment of the night. They were trying to figure out, where did she overperform? Because it was looking like she was underperforming everywhere. Joe Biden got 52% there. She got 50. Joe Biden got 76. She got 70. Where did she overperform anywhere? Well, no.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we could show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming in 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything in the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
I'm going to let the literallys go there. How did the entire Democrat coalition come apart? Well, I talked about single mentally ill women being the beating heart of the Democrat Party, and they are. But instead of using them as simply a very effective, very rabidly communist part of the base, it happens in political parties. The insane single women slowly but surely took over the entire Democrat Party. And now they don't know how to speak to normal people the way they used to know how to speak to them, because your liberal Aunt Peggy is insane. She's an insane person, and she runs the Democrat Party. How in the world did they lose 25% of black men, or 23%? How did they lose half the Latinos? How is it humanly possible that Starr County in Texas has not voted for a Republican since the 1800s, and there was, I kid you not, a 76% flip from Democrats to Donald Trump? How could these things happen? Because you let these people take over the party, and they turn everyone off except for other crazy single women.
Let's be honest about this, okay? Let's be absolutely blunt about it. There were appeals to racism in this campaign, and there is racial bias in this country, and there is sexism in this country.
I watched CNN this morning. I was hate watching it with Ob, and it took half a second on the panel for the black woman on there to say she lost because she's a woman, because she's black. And I'm not even going to argue the merits of that one way or the other. That's not what I'm saying. Do you know how that sounds to blue-collar guy who can't feed his family? And forget about just the men. Do you know how that sounds to the women, to the wonderful women out there, the wives and mothers out there who are concerned about that they can't afford groceries, who are concerned about their bills? Do you know how this stuff sounds?
I think she'll end up winning Virginia by a comfortable margin. And I think when you actually analyze the data, what you're going to see is there was more enthusiasm in the rural areas of Virginia than there was for Biden. I mean, I think we need to start saying out loud that, you know, what is different between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Everybody thinks they're exactly the same on policies, but one is a woman of color and the other is a white man.
again, we don't have to argue the merits of it. Don't scream at Claire McCaskill. Forget, and I'm not even talking about you or me, because we know how that lands with us. How does that land for lunch pail union Democrat? How does that land? Is that appealing to him? Is that speaking to anything he cares about? How does this land for the Latino family in Starr County, Texas, who have seen their community overrun with violence and gangs and filth because Democrats opened up the southern border, and you're angry about it, and you turn on the news and you hear this.
But in the end, you know, if they didn't make their numbers and essentially exceed the numbers that Joe Biden had in the suburbs, and I think we have to be blunt about why. Black voters came through for Kamala Harris. White women voters did not. That is what it appears happened in that state, is that if you can't flip enough white women, and we've talked about this on this set.
How does that land for you? Again, that family in Starr County, Texas, Latinos, hardworking, they can't afford groceries. How does this land?
I just say really quickly, yeah. Too, Democrats need to be mature and they need to be honest. And they need to say, yes, there's misogyny. But it's not just misogyny from white men. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men. Things we've all been talking about.
This is how insane single women talk. And it turns everyone off except for other insane single women. And what they've done is they've run parts of their coalition out of the party. Here's one. This is from Ari Fleischer. Listen to this. You want to talk about a party that has become purely about the coastal elites? Listen to this. Rich people, those making more than $100,000 a year, went +5 for Biden, +8 to Harris. They're one of the only groups she improved with. Those who never go to religious services were +26 for Harris. Those who say they have no religion at all were +40 for Harris. College grads were +8 for Harris. And those with postgraduate degrees were +24. And he finishes by, I mean, you'd want to tell me about a party that has lost its coalition. The D base is college educated, wealthy, non-religious people. No wonder they're losing Hispanics and working people. They're the party that is increasingly rich, non-religious, elitist, and out of touch. And this is why I'm not sure they're going to be able to improve. Because in order to improve, somebody's going to have to walk in and take the keys to the party out of liberal Aunt Peggy's hands as she's popping another Xanax. It's going to have to happen because you cannot and you absolutely will not hold together the Democrat coalition with more of this.
I'm surprised at the result, but I'm not surprised. As a woman of color, I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country.
Who talks like that? Mentally ill single women. They're the only ones in the country who talk like that. Married women don't talk like that. Single women who are sane don't talk like that. Single men don't talk like that. I'm not doing Republican, Democrat. I'm not even saying that. Normal people don't speak like this. And that has become the only language Democrats speak. So I have no doubt they're going to try to figure out what went wrong and try to patch things up the next time. I'm not totally sure they're going to be able to do it. Because you're going to have to take the keys from liberal Aunt Peggy's hands. These people are insane.
I'm sorry. No. Why?
She's handling it well. 877-377-4373. And in fact, what they've done to their insane base is something else I'm going to bring up. I actually have a couple emails and things like that I want to get to first. Anne, New Jersey, go.
Oh, hi. I'm going to talk a little bit about abortion. I hope I don't bore you, but I really want to thank you for getting me involved with Unborn. I donate to them every month for the, the image of the baby in the stomach.
Ultrasound.
And I myself, I waited 12 years to have my kids because, I didn't wait. They just weren't coming. So when they came, I knew I had a living human being in my body. And I don't understand why Kamala Harris, I think it was on Friday, she had a rally, and she said, she was talking about abortion, and somebody in the audience said, Jesus is Lord. And she said, you're in the wrong room. What does that say about Democrats?
Well, it really reinforces the point that had been made. It's become increasingly the party that's the ivory tower party. Go look at the map. I know you've already seen the election map from last night, but look at it again. What do you notice? Where's the blue? Northeast and the West Coast. It's become the ivory tower elitist party of people who don't go to church. And so they've really declared war on the church. They consider any religious, especially Orthodox Jews, Christians, Catholics, they consider them to be the enemy. They do. All right, we'll be back with more of these. 877-377-4373. And I want to discuss how they're treating these women. I actually do have a lot of mercy for these women. Before we do that, I want to talk about the IFCJ. I want to talk about how it might be a rocky couple of months over there. I understand Netanyahu's already been talking to Trump, and obviously we can pray things are going to work out, but Iran has already taken a hit financially. Here's a headline. Iran's currency craters to historic low following Trump's victory. We have a desperate Iran, Hamas being wiped out. The IFCJ needs your help to help those people and make sure they have food, shelter, flak jackets. Make a gift if you can. Or just go find out about the wonderful things the IFCJ does. Go to supportifcj.org. I think you'll be so impressed. They are on the ground getting it done. Supportifcj.org. Or call them 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful Wednesday, and I will get back to your calls. I really am. I'm going to turn through them today. I'm excited. I know you want to talk. I want to talk. I wanted to say something that does have me very, very, very angry right now. We'll get to the reckoning that needs to come for Democrats next hour, but I want to talk about how they're treating those women we just discussed, the single mentally ill women, and what they've done to them on purpose. Because here's the truth. Oprah Winfrey, the psychos on The View. This is Sonny Huston. This is Sonny Huston from today.
I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have.
She knows that's a lie. They know, the people in the media and the Democrat politicians, they know Donald Trump isn't Hitler. They know he's not going to kill women. Joe Biden called Donald Trump today, and they had a friendly talk about a peaceful transition. Why would you make that call to Adolf Hitler? Of course he knows he's not. But you know what else they know? They know that these young, often almost always young, but not always, young, mentally ill women can be manipulated and abused with lies, and they take advantage of these young women. Instead of treasuring these women, protecting these women, they abuse them to the point. Look, I'm going to read you something here. It's freaking heartbreaking, but it angers me to no end. I'm actually not angry at the young women who are freaking out and losing their minds because they've been abused. I'm angry at the ones doing the abusing. I'm not angry at the streets. I'm very, very angry at the elites. Listen to this. Jesse, the morning after the election, my incredibly smart and brilliant oldest daughter attacked our family in our family chat. She said we elected a rapist and a convicted felon. She ended by saying, as the parents of only girls, I cannot say it's a huge disappointment that these, or I can say that it's a huge disappointment these results don't bother you. Congratulations, you elected a convicted felon. But since he's an old white guy, I guess that's okay. How the hell are any of us supposed to build our hopes and dreams on a country where we elected a man who idolized dictators and scum? Hope you can pray your way out of this one. That's what she said. And then she left the family chat. And this guy says, I've never attacked any of her beliefs in our family chat. yet her and one of her sisters have posted several attacks against the beliefs of the rest of us over the last year. We love our daughters and are heartbroken. What are we to do? Here's another one. Hey, Jesse, I'm happy Trump is back in office, single, 45. I'm still in New York, so on and so forth. This AM, I went to my Pure Bar class. That's a workout class for hot chicks. And with older liberal Karens, and can't believe they were crying and started throwing pathetic punches and claws at each other in the class for whoever voted for Trump. I so wish I'd recorded it. They're fighting. They have so abused these mentally ill women that women are leaving their families. Women are fighting in bar class. That is as evil. I'm just going to say it. That is as evil as picking on the special needs kid in school. Is there anything more evil than that? I don't know if you had them in your school. We always had special needs kids who are freaking wonderful and little treasures, right? And their parents are too. And did you ever have anybody in your school thought it would be funny to shove one or pick on one? Is there anything lower than that? In my worst day, and I'm a bad person, in my worst day, I would never dream of it. But there's always some evil little demon who decides that's funny. That's what Democrat politicians and media people do every time they go on the air and spew this crap.
I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have. And I remember my father telling me many, many years ago that I was the first person.
That is so freaking wrong. It's wrong what they've done to these women, and it makes me extremely, extremely angry. All right, let's do some of these. A Casau in Pennsylvania. I screwed up your name, but I'm uneducated. Go ahead.
Okay, hi, Acosia. Yes, in Pennsylvania. So I just wanted to talk about and make a point. So I am African-American woman. I make six figures. And I left the Democratic Party 5 years ago. And I know a lot of people have talked about, you know, black men leaving the Democratic Party and shifting to Trump, but they've been more vocal about it. There, quite a few of us black women were just very hush-hush about it and quietly, you know, go about our business. And one of the main reasons I left, you know, I'm married, I have young children that are in elementary school. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party has shifted so far to the left with Rashida Tlaib and the rest of the squad trying to force gender ideology down to young children. We're Christian. We don't agree with that. Also, forcing, as a former athlete, men playing in women's sports, I staunchly oppose that. And being Christian, I feel like the party has become anti-Christian, anti-marriage, anti-traditional family. And it's just interesting to me that the Democrats are always talking about democracy, but, you know, they attack you for having religious views, or if you don't agree with gender ideology, if you don't mm-hmm. use these pronouns. I don't have to use pronouns. Pronouns are part of the English language. I don't have to use that the way that you're asking me to use it. Then you're attacked, or you're transphobic, and you're canceled. And so there is quite a few of us. I proudly cast my ballot for Trump yesterday, you know, when, you know, some of my other friends saw me. Oh, hey, how you doing, sis? Oh, aren't you upset that Kamala lost? You know what? God bless her. I'm so sorry. God mm-hmm. bless her. You just be quiet because people will attack you. And so I just wanted to put that out there. There's a group of us. There's quite a few black women were just very quiet.
Appreciate you very much. It's just one of those things, too. Family. It's not based on skin color. You start having kids, you watch what these people want to do with kids. Watch what these people want to do with your church. Whew, I cross over too. All right, we have a bunch more to get to. First, I need to tell you about some Christmas shopping you can go ahead and do. Maybe for yourself, maybe for some other people, but really Christmas needs to be more about you this year. It's what Jesus would want. Well, anyway, GovX. GovX is, well, I'm in love with it. The wife, I don't think, loves it quite as much. She tried to tell me yesterday, what do we need one of those flashlights for? Well, I don't need it yet, but I might. You never know. Do you want new Ray-Bans, Oakleys, optics, knives, Yeti coolers? You want a sick flashlight like I have? Well, if you were a first responder, are a first responder, were in the military, are in the military, or a family member of one of those people, you get a free membership to GovX with gigantic discounts all across the place. 20, 30, 40. I've seen 50% off things. They're insane, the discounts. You earned it, and the membership is free. Don't buy anything without checking with GovX first. GovX.com, promo code Jesse gets you $15 off your first purchase. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. More about all this stuff next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.